Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We have yet even more cute burglar tips this week. This time, the list is cobbled together from many sources, including some of my own. Now, of course, one source is my local police department, the Topanga Area Branch of the Los Angeles Police. These are cute tricks that criminals use to scope out a home before burglarizing it. And again, this list is written from the perspective of the criminal. 1. Two things I hate most: loud dogs and nosy neighbors. 2. I'll break a window to get in, even if it makes a little noise. If your neighbor hears one loud sound, he'll stop what he's doing and wait to hear it again. If he doesn't hear it again, he'll just go back to what he was doing. It's human nature. 3. I'm not complaining, but why would you pay all that money for a fancy alarm system and leave your house without setting it? 4. I love looking in your windows. I'm looking for signs that you're home and for flat-screen TVs or gaming systems I'd like. I'll drive or walk through your neighborhood at night before you close your blinds just to pick my targets. 5. Avoid announcing your vacation on your Facebook page. It's easier than you think to look up your address. 6. I keep an eye in neighborhoods I like to burglarize. If I notice lights are off or normally clean lawn looking unkempt, I know you're out on vacation. 7. I also keep an eye out for dogs that are normally active and barking as I walk by. When they're gone, I take notice. 8. I drive by a few days after trash pickup. If your cans are still out and the house looks quiet, you might be gone on a short trip. 9. Yes, I check the obituaries and burglarize homes during funerals. 10. I like, quote-unquote, good neighborhoods. You have nice things. And that will do it for this week. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. Now, for those of you with a mobile phone app for the show, from now on, I will include a PDF of the summary and show notes in the feed. You'll be able to find it in the bonus content section. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
United States Concealed Carry Association is the most comprehensive, up-to-date resource for the law-abiding armed citizen. When you join USCCA, you'll make new friends with like-minded folks on private forums. Save time and money with our concealed carry gun and gear reviews. Enjoy your own subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. Learn the latest in training and self-defense techniques. Enjoy peace of mind knowing you're properly prepared. Go to www.gunrightsradio.com/USCCA and sign up today. Gun Rights Radio Network is a proud affiliate of United States Concealed Carry Association.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.